too. So I lived all alone, without anyone I could really talk to, until I had to make a crash landing in the Sahara Desert 6 years ago. Something in my plane's engine had broken. Since I had neither a mechanic nor passengers in the plane with me, I was preparing to undertake the difficult repair job by myself. For me, it was a matter of life or death. I had only enough drinking water for 8 days. The first night, then, I went to sleep on the sand, 1,000 miles from any inhabited country. I was more isolated than a man shipwrecked on a raft in the middle of the ocean. So you can imagine my surprise when I was awakened at daybreak by a funny little voice saying, "Please, draw me a sheep." "What? Draw me a sheep?" I leaped up as if I had been struck by lightning. I rubbed my eyes hard. I stared, and I saw an extraordinary little fellow staring back at me very seriously. Here is the best portrait I managed to make of him later on. But of course, my drawing is much less attractive than my model. This is not my fault. My career as a painter was discouraged at the age of 6 by the grown-ups, and I had never learned to draw anything except boa constrictors, outside and inside. So I stared wide-eyed at this apparition. Don't forget that I was 1,000 miles from any inhabited territory. Yet this little fellow seemed to be neither lost nor dying of exhaustion, hunger, or thirst. Nor did he seem scared to death. There was nothing in his appearance that suggested a child lost in the middle of the desert, 1,000 miles from any inhabited territory. When I finally managed to speak, I asked him, "But what are you doing here?" And then he repeated, very slowly and very seriously, "Please, draw me a sheep." When you encounter an overpowering mystery, you don't dare disobey. Absurd as it seemed, 1,000 miles from all inhabited regions and in danger of death, I took a piece of paper and a pen out of my pocket. But then I remembered that I had mostly studied geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar. And I told the little fellow, rather crossly, that I didn't know how to draw. He replied, "That doesn't matter. Draw me a sheep." Since I had never drawn a sheep, I made him one of the only two drawings I knew how to make. The one of the boa constrictor from outside. And I was astounded to hear the little fellow answer, "No, no, I don't want an elephant inside a boa constrictor. A boa constrictor is very dangerous, and an elephant would get in the way. Where I live, everything is very small. I need a sheep. Draw me a sheep." So then I made a drawing. He looked at it carefully and then said, "No, this one is already quite sick. Make another." I made another drawing. My friend gave me a kind, indulgent smile. "You can see for yourself. That's not a sheep, it's a ram. It has horns." So I made my third drawing, but it was rejected like the others. "This one's too old. I want a sheep that will live a long time." So then, impatiently, since I was in a hurry to start work on my engine, I scribbled this drawing and added, "This is just the crate. The sheep you want is inside." But I was amazed to see my young critic's face light up. "That's just the kind I wanted. Do you think this sheep will need a lot of grass?" "Why?" "Because where I live, everything is very small. There's sure to be enough. I've given you a very small sheep." He bent over the drawing. "Not so small as all that. Look, he's gone to sleep." And that's how I made the acquaintance of the little prince.